ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट नंबर 10। अत क्षमस्वाच्युतमेरजो भुवो हि अजानतस्त्वत्प्रतगीशमानिना अजावलेपान्धतमोऽन्धचक्षुषा एषोऽनुकम्प्यो मयि नाथवानिति। ट्रांसलेशन। देयरफोर ओ इनफैलिबल लॉर्ड काइंडली एक्सक्यूज माय ऑफेंसेस। I have taken birth in the mode of passion and I am therefore simply foolish, presuming myself a controller independent of your lordship. My eyes are blinded by the darkness of ignorance, which causes me to think of myself as the unborn creator of the universe. But please consider that I am your servant and therefore worthy of your compassion. Purport. In this commentary, In his commentary, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Brahma wanted to present the following argument to the Lord. My dear Lord, because I have acted so badly, I certainly deserve to be punished. On the other hand, because I am so ignorant, you should consider me an innocent fool and be merciful to me. Thus, although I deserve both punishment and forgiveness, I humbly beg you to exercise tolerance in this matter and simply forgive me and show me your mercy. The words Nathavaniti indicate that Lord Brahma wanted to humbly remind Lord Krishna that he was, after all, Brahma's father and master and should therefore forgive the unfortunate transgressions of his humble servant. Every conditioned soul, whether he be Lord Brahma or an insignificant ant, falsely identifies himself with the material world and in this way forgets his eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Brahma, because of his prestigious position as the cosmic creator, also tends to identify himself as a lord of this world, and thus he sometimes forgets his position as an insignificant servant of the Supreme Lord. Now, by Lord Krishna's mercy, this false identification is being rectified and Lord Brahma is remembering his constitutional position as the eternal servant of the Lord. Translation once again. Therefore, O infallible Lord, kindly excuse my offenses. I have taken birth in the mode of passion and I am therefore simply foolish, presuming myself a controller independent of your lordship. My eyes are blinded by the darkness of ignorance, which causes me to think of myself as unborn creator of the universe. But please consider that I am your servant and therefore worthy of your compassion. Hare Krishna. So we are continuing our discussion on this interesting section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is a prayer which is offered by Lord Brahma after the Brahma Vimohan Leela. So Brahma has just now undergone a very interesting story in his life. He has been part of a very interesting and fascinating story. And so he is able to render such heartfelt prayers. Now just like Brahma, the Lord has orchestrated a very wonderful story in his life. Similarly, the Lord is orchestrating very interesting and wonderful stories in the lives of every one of us. Before coming to the Hare Krishna movement, I remember there was one television series which used to come on Doordarshan. So it was about a village, and in that village there was a post office, and the postman in this particular post office was somewhat lazy and a little spaced out. So he wouldn't deliver all the letters. Many letters used to come to him, but he wouldn't deliver it to the villagers on time. He wouldn't deliver it. Many of them he just kept it. And the letters went on piling, piling, piling. After 20 years, he was transferred to some other village, and a new postman came there. So the new postman saw that there were so many undelivered letters. Some of them were 20 years old. So he thought, he was a very sincere fellow, so he thought that I will deliver all these undelivered letters. I'll start delivering all these undelivered letters which are staying here for 20 years. So there was one particular couple. It was a divorce case, so they were battling it out in court, fighting like cats and dogs. So one fine day, the husband, he gets a letter from his wife. And he reads the letter, and the wife is expressing such affection and such love towards him. And he's wondering, just yesterday we were battling it in court, and she was calling me a fool, and today in the letter she is calling me a flower. What is happening? She has never written such a wonderful letter to me in the past 20 years. Actually, he didn't see the date. The letter was 20 years old, and it was written before their marriage. So the husband is so moved, so he writes a reply, reciprocating with the affection of his wife. And the wife, she's also surprised. Just yesterday he was shouting at me, but now he's writing such a nice letter to me. And then she actually writes a nice letter. In this way there are many exchanges of affectionate letters, and there is no more divorce. So so this was one of the results of the late delivery of the letter. So the producer, he made an episode out of each story that happened. The letter reached this house and this happened. It made one episode. And this letter reached another house and this happened. Another episode. So the point I'm trying to drive is the time of delivery of the letter. If the letter were delivered on time, then there would be no interesting story. Because it was delivered 20 years later, it made a very interesting story. Similarly, the scriptures describe karmana daiva nitrena. In the life of a conditioned soul, the Lord is seated within the heart, and he has got the pile of karma which belongs to the living entity. And he times the delivery of the karmic reactions. And according to how the super soul within the heart, how he delivers, how he times the delivery of the reactions, accordingly the story of the living entity is molded. And there are different stories that we undergo, depending upon how the Lord within the heart delivers, times the delivery of our karmic reactions. Elsewhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described that
यथा क्रीडो पस्करेण संयोगा विगमाव्य इच्छया क्रीडितु स्याताम ततै वेशे चयान्द्रणाम. द लॉर्ड इज कंपेयर्ड टू ए प्लेयर. जस्ट लाइक ए प्लेयर ही ब्रिंग्स टुगेदर हिज प्लेथिंग्स एंड डिस्पोर्सेस देम एट विल. सिमिलरली द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड ब्रिंग्स लिविंग एंटिटी टुगेदर एंड सेपरेट्स देम. द लॉर्ड He monitors and supervises how the living entities gain the reactions of their karmas and how the different living entities are brought together in this cosmic creation and how they are separated. You know, like a player, like a chess player, like a chess player on his chess board, he makes different moves. We see so many in grandmasters tournaments, chess tournaments, the chess player is sitting and he makes moves. It's a very intellectual exercise. But in the case of the Lord, he is motivated by love. And he is seated within the heart and he is making moves in the life of the living entity. He is giving them different results of their own karma. And what is the ultimate objective of the Lord? Victory. And what is victory for the Lord? That the living entity turns back towards him and becomes Krishna conscious. Haraye Hari Medhase. The Srimad Bhagavatam describes the Lord as someone who is constantly meditating on how to bring the conditioned soul back to his lotus feet. Just like a chess player, after each move, he's meditating. What should be my next move? I think in the history of chess, in a grandmaster's tournament, the longest time which one player took to make one move was 2 hours, 20 minutes. You know, for 2 hours, 20 minutes, was just sitting and thinking, what should be my next move to win? Now, similarly, the living entity, similarly, the Supreme Lord within the heart, he's sitting and is meditating, motivated by affection and love for the living entity. Which karma to deliver next in such a way that ultimately this person comes back to me and is patiently waiting lifetime after lifetime. I was hearing to a lecture by Srila Prabhupada and he was speaking about how the Paramatma is patiently waiting. He gave the example of a millionaire who takes his dog out for a morning walk. Now the dog is walking here and there. Sometimes he's passing stool and he's passing urine. And the millionaire master is patiently watching. Now what business does he have watching the dog pass urine and stool? But he's watching the dog pass urine and stool. And then the dog goes to another post to post, the dog goes and passes urine. And the millionaire master is simply watching the dog. Why? He loves the dog. Similarly, Prabhupada was telling that the conditioned soul has come to this material world to pass urine and stool. And the Lord within the heart is watching and is patiently waiting. When will this person turn back to me? And the conditioned soul is going from one species of life to another. The type of stool, urine might change. But in every species, he's passing urine and he's passing stool. And even in the human form of life, he's passing urine and stool throughout his life. And if he's not able to pass stool on one day, even one day, he becomes distressed. And if he's able to pass stool properly, then he becomes happy. And the Lord is watching all this and is wondering, when will this person turn towards me? So the Lord, he orchestrates the living entity's karma in such a way that the living entity is able to appreciate the Lord within the heart. Now in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Chaturvidha bhajante maam janasukritino arjuna. Artho jijnyasu artharti jnani cha bharatarshava.
That four kinds of people, they come to me. And someone was telling that in Kali Yuga, the four kinds of people who come turn to the Lord are artho, artho, artho and artho. Most of the people who come to the Lord are belong to the distressed category. So the Lord, He delivers the karma, He plans the distress of the living entity in such a way that the living entity turns towards the Lord in appreciation of His presence. And that is very important. Appreciation. The living entity, when he is in distress, and he turns towards the Lord in appreciation. My Lord, you are present. That is why I got some hope of relief from this distress. The entire game plan of the Supreme Lord is somehow the living entity should turn towards him and appreciate him. Because what is appreciation? You know, when we appreciate someone, we are focusing on that person in a positive frame of mind. When you are appreciating someone, we are focusing on that person in a positive frame of mind. So when a living entity focuses towards the Lord with a positive frame of mind, that is the beginning of his Krishna consciousness. Now what is Krishna consciousness? Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada gives a very comprehensive definition of Krishna consciousness in the preface of the Krishna book. He says that the art of focusing one's attention on the Supreme and giving one's love for Him, that is Krishna consciousness. The art of focusing one's attention on the Supreme and giving one's love for Him, that is Krishna consciousness. So appreciation, as I told, is we focus on someone in a positive frame of mind, and when appreciation becomes deep, that is love. So the Lord is planning how to make the conditioned soul appreciate Him, appreciate the process of devotional service. And the pure devotees of the Lord, the servants of the Lord, they play their part of assisting the Supreme Lord in helping the conditioned soul appreciate the path of bhakti. The pure devotees, they act in such a way that the conditioned soul is able to appreciate the Supreme Lord and is able to appreciate the path of bhakti. If you see the story of the deliverance of Jagai and Madai, for example. Now when Madai hit Nityanand Prabhu on his head with that pot of liquor, Nityanand Prabhu started bleeding, and then he told Madai that it doesn't matter that you have hit me. I am more concerned that you chant the names of Krishna. And seeing that response of Nityanand Prabhu, Jagai, he told Madai, don't hit him again. He is such a saintly person. He actually appreciated Nityanand Prabhu. And if we see the entire story, this was actually the turning point. The turning point was Jagai appreciating Nityanand Prabhu. Nityanand Prabhu behaved in such a way at that critical moment that Jagai was able to appreciate. And that appreciation of Nityanand Prabhu saved Jagai and ultimately Madai also. So appreciation, that is the beginning of Krishna consciousness. If you see history of the world, how did Christianity spread? People appreciated the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And based on that one point, how Jesus Christ sacrificed for us, simply by that appreciation, Christianity spread like wildfire throughout the world. And if you see how the Hare Krishna movement started, the Lord orchestrated Prabhupada's life in such a way that
Now, Prabhupada went to the West when he was old. And the young people there, they were appreciating. He's an old man. He has come all the way from India simply to help us. And that appreciation, they didn't know anything about Krishna. They didn't know anything about the Bhagavad Gita. All they had was that appreciation for Prabhupada. And that appreciation helped them take wholeheartedly to the process of Krishna consciousness. So this appreciation is the beginning of bhakti. And this appreciation is the beginning of Krishna consciousness. But even after coming, embarking on the process of bhakti and Krishna consciousness, the living entity, most of the cases, is not able to wholeheartedly surrender to the Lord immediately. Most of the time, people are distracted. Even after coming, the practicing devotee is distracted. So, the super soul within the heart, his task is not yet over. First, his task was how to make the conditioned soul appreciate the process of bhakti. Now, his task is how to make the conditioned soul deeply appreciate every aspect of Krishna consciousness. And now he takes even more interest in monitoring the delivery of karmic reactions. And he delivers the karma in such a way that the living entity is able to deeply appreciate the process of Krishna consciousness. So a sincere devotee, when he gets that karma delivered from the super soul, karmic reaction delivered from the super soul, he takes shelter of that verse which Brahma said, Tattenu kampam susamikshamano. With a grateful heart, he appreciates that karmic reaction which is delivered by the Lord, and he goes deeper into the process of Krishna consciousness. If you see the prayers of Lord Brahma today, he is deeply appreciating the quality of the Lord of forgiveness. How the Lord is so forgiving. Because he has just undergone an experience where he has committed major blunders. And now he is deeply meditating, deeply absorbed in this quality of the Lord, of how he is so forgiving. He is deeply appreciating the quality of the Lord of forgiveness. Actually, if you see, the Lord is forgiving us all the time. You know, pujaris, after the deity worship, generally they chant this mantra. Aparadha sahasrani kriyante ahar nishammaya. Thousands of offenses are committed by me day and night. Thousands of offenses. Now, what is an offense? Offense is an act, a thought which is displeasing to the Lord. Something which displeases the Lord, that is an offense. So if we consider this definition of what an offense is, every time we forget the Lord, it is an offense. It's an aparadh. So the whole night we are committing offenses only. And throughout the day also we are committing offenses. And if we are fortunate enough, at least while chanting Hare Krishna, we don't commit offense. Otherwise, even while chanting Hare Krishna, if we forget the Lord, that is also an offense. So, aparadha sahasrani. Offenses are committed day and night, and the Lord is always forgiving. Day and night is forgiving. But when we undergo an experience which is really extreme, then we can truly and deeply appreciate this quality of the Lord of forgiveness. The Lord is exhibiting his qualities all the time. And the process of bhakti is wonderful all the time. But the super soul within the heart, when he delivers our karma in a particular way, we are able to deeply appreciate the Lord, every aspect of Krishna consciousness, and every aspect of the Lord's qualities. And that's what the Lord is doing. Hari Medase. He's constantly meditating. How to make this person deeply appreciate my qualities and how to deeply appreciate the process of Krishna consciousness. Similarly, the Lord is always protecting. The Lord is always protecting the conditioned souls and even the devotees, or the devotees of course, and even the conditioned souls. You know, we read in the Srimad Bhagavatam the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. Balasya Neha Sharanam Pitaro Narsimha Chartasya Nagatam Udanmati Majjatonam. That even the parents of a particular child, if the Lord doesn't sanction the protection, even the parents can't protect the child. And if the Lord doesn't sanction the protection, no doctor can cure a patient, or no medicine can cure a patient. And if the doctor doesn't, if the Lord doesn't sanction, no boat can save a drowning man. So the Lord is protecting everybody all the time. And especially the devotees. Kaunteya Pratijani Nave Bhakta Pranashyati. He is protecting the devotees day and night. But the practicing devotee, most of the time, is not able to appreciate. He is not able to deeply appreciate the protection of the Lord. So the Lord puts him in danger. And when there is danger, the living entity, the practicing devotee, he cries out for the protection of the Lord. And in that crying out for the protection of the Lord, he is able to deeply appreciate, the Lord is protecting me all the time. And in that deep appreciation, his love and affection for the Lord deepens. So Kunti Maharani, she is praying, Vipada Santuta Shashwat Tatra Tatra Jagadguru, that let all those calamities happen to me again and again. Because her observation was, whenever there was calamities, she was able to deeply appreciate the Lord. Similarly, we are dependent on the Lord all the time, but we are not able to appreciate that how we are deeply dependent upon the Lord all the time. So the Lord delivers our own karma in such a way that we are able to deeply appreciate this aspect of the Lord's quality that is always maintaining us. So a sincere devotee, he cooperates with the Lord within the heart. The Lord, he is meditating how to time the deliverance, how to time the delivery of the karmic reactions in such a way that the conditioned soul is able to turn towards me with the deep appreciation, and the devotee understanding what is there in the mind, when he receives that his own quota of distress, he reacts with gratitude and he deepens his appreciation of the different qualities of the Lord, deepens his appreciation of the process of devotional service. And in this way, his affection and love for the Lord goes on increasing. And if we see the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Srimad Bhagavatam is full of stories of how devotees have appreciated different aspects, have deeply appreciated different aspects of the Lord's qualities. The seventh canto is about appreciating the Lord's quality of protection. In the sixth canto, the story of Ajamil, which is about deeply appreciating the Lord's quality of forgiveness. So Srimad Bhagavatam, it's full of stories about appreciation deeply appreciating different qualities of the Lord's personality and appreciating different aspects of the process of Bhakti Yoga. And the stories of the Srimad Bhagavatam teach us how to deepen our own appreciation for the Lord, for the Lord's qualities, and for the process of bhakti when we are put into different situations of life. So Srila Prabhupada, he has given us the Srimad Bhagavatam so that we can learn how to appreciate all these things. And in this particular month of Prabhupada book marathon, devotees are going out to distribute this book so that, you know, first of all, people will turn towards the Lord in appreciation, and then they will be able to deepen their appreciation towards the Supreme Lord and develop love for Him. So there are so many devotees who are going out to distribute these wonderful books. So I wish them all the best. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions?
Hare Krishna, thank you for class. Just because you talked a lot about karma, because I've heard that accumulation of karma only occurs in the human form of life, and I don't know. I often wonder what the reason is, if that is true.
So my understanding is that the human form of life, the Lord has given a special privilege for the living entity to utilize his free will. He has given him the free will to take the right decisions. So the living entity is given a choice that if you do this particular, if you act in this way, this is the reaction you will get. And if you act in this way, you will get this other reaction. So he's got a choice. So when there is a choice, then there is a question of karma, because karma is the reaction. So only when you have got the right choice, when you have got a choice of what to do, then there is a question of you getting the reaction. Then you are responsible. Karma is about responsibility. And because in the human form of life, the choice is given, of the free will is given. And when there is choice and free will that is given, there is this responsibility also, which comes along with it. And that responsibility is translated into karma, the laws of karma. So because in the human form of life, the living entity is given maximum free will, so that is why the laws of karma are applicable to him. Is that okay?
Thank you so much. You gave an amazingly wonderful class about appreciation. So many nice sastric points. And as I wrote many of the points you gave, because they're really wonderful to reflect back on after getting out of the class. You spoke so much about appreciating the path of bhakti and appreciating the Lord. And I was wondering, sometimes it seems so difficult in devotee sangha to appreciate each other. So why is that?
So my understanding is the disease of the conditioned soul is familiarity breeds contempt. When the conditioned soul gets something too much, then he loses appreciation for that. Because initially when we come to the path of bhakti, we have appreciation for every aspect of devotional service. And that is why we are happy in devotional service, as we should be. But as time progresses, we become familiar with everything. See, as I told, appreciation is focusing on someone or some aspect of bhakti in a positive frame of mind. Appreciation means focusing with a positive frame of mind. So when you are appreciating something, that is what is happening. We are focusing on some person in a positive frame of mind. So after a while in the process of devotional service, we tend to lose our focus many times. So the past conditionings haunt us, and because of that we get distracted, and when we get distracted we are no longer able to focus on the different processes of devotional service. We are not able to focus on the Lord, the qualities of the Lord. We are not able to focus on what we are getting from the devotees. Our mind is engaged by so many other things. And secondly, another aspect of appreciation is with a positive frame of mind. So after staying in devotional service for some time, we tend to see faults in devotees, because we come close to them, we see faults in them, because very few devotees are perfect. So when we lose focus, and when we tend towards a negative outlook, then we lose appreciation. And so it can be a deliberate exercise if we actually want to appreciate devotees. We actually focus and appreciate. And of course, as I told in the class, the Lord helps us by putting us in situations where we are forced to focus and forced to look upon the process of devotional service in a positive frame of mind. That is the Lord's mercy. So sometimes in extreme cases, the person is taken away from the process, from the association of devotees. So then his mind, he might be elsewhere physically, but his mind is focused on the association of devotees, and his mind is focused on how wonderful the devotees are. And then he gains appreciation once again. So the Lord helps in his own little ways here and there, so that we can gain appreciation. So a sincere devotee, he is always helped by the Lord in such a way that he continues to appreciate, and his appreciation goes on becoming deeper and deeper and deeper. That is my understanding. Thank you. Hare Krishna. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की